According to U.S. Weed Associates Vice President of Communications, Steve Mercer, the latest round of tariffs doesn't add any further pain to the current trade game. The damage was done during the first round of tariffs in March. As a direct result of the Chinese government's retaliation on U.S. milling wheat, China has not imported any U.S. wheat since then.
The year before, China had imported between March 1st and August of last year, well over a million metric tons of wheat, and a significant portion of that was hard red spring wheat, since March this year. And we're talking about a major hit on income. For the export price, we estimate the value at that's a loss of at least $240 million just on hard red spring sales.
Mercer says U.S. Wheat Associates clearly understands and has been a catalyst for reacting to China's unfair trade practices. These practices are costing U.S. wheat farmers money.
According to their WTO rules, they're supposed to import 9 million metric tons of wheat duty-free. They have never filled that quota. The government controls, obviously they're trying to control domestic production. Well, on the other side, they are paying subsidies to their farmers to grow wheat. And we're talking equivalent of almost $10 a bushel to their farmers. You know, no wonder they've got half the world's wheat stocks.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.